I'm J.R. Whalen in the newsroom at the Wall Street Journal in New York. The 33-day-old U.S. government shutdown is posing new risks to the Affordable Care Act. The Journal's Stephanie R. Moore reports that some Democrats are warning that ongoing staffing shortages of the IRS could lead to higher premiums for some consumers who need tax credits to help pay their health insurance premiums. And some insurers say that rulemaking delays from the shutdown have left them scrambling to make key decisions about future participation in the health law's health insurance exchanges. Amazon's latest salvo aimed at FedEx and UPS comes in the form of fewer fees charged to consumers. Amazon is rolling out its own delivery network and is promising to cut out many fees, like fuel surcharges and extra fees for delivering to homes that drive up costs. And actor Alec Baldwin pleaded guilty to a harassment violation on Wednesday and agreed to take an anger management class to resolve his case over a parking spot dispute. Back in November, Baldwin was arrested following what the New York Police Department said was a scuffle with a driver over a parking spot near his home in Manhattan's Greenwich Village neighborhood. For more on these and other stories of the day, go to WSJ.com or the WSJ app.